Hi, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, and help us by your might, that the sins which weigh us down may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our meditation today is based upon the hymn, Savior of the Nations Come, stanzas 6 and 7, which you can find on your hymnal, Lutheran Service Book, page number 332. And also, a reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let me read you from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful and underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Thus far the reading. In stanzas 6 and 7 of Savior of the Nations Come.
For you are the Father's Son, who in flesh the victory won, by your mighty power make whole all our ills of flesh and soul. From the manger newborn light shines in glory through the night. Darkness there no more resides. In this light faith now abides.
December is a very dark month here in Minnesota. December 21st was the darkest day of the year, and now the days are growing longer and the sun is shining longer and longer. It's incredible that Christmas falls at this time of year when the days are so short and the darkness seems overpowering. The date of Easter was chosen before the date of Christmas, since we do know approximately when Jesus was crucified and risen. The date for Christmas was chosen based upon Easter, because it has been a long-standing tradition that saints die on the day of their conception. Thus, if Jesus was crucified and conceived on March 25th, obviously, 9 months later is December 25th, which would be his birth. Perhaps what's most interesting, though, is that others have attempted to date Jesus' birth, and typically they conclude that he was very likely born the end of December. Really, this is something worthy of marvel, that the Lord chose such a birth, and that we would celebrate it every year during the darkest time of the year. But this world is not only shrouded in darkness as a result of the number of daylight hours in the northern hemisphere, but it's wrapped in darkness because the spirit of the age, the ruler of this world, the devil, has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. This world is dark because Satan attempts to shade the light of Christ from our eyes. You notice the darkness, don't you, dear Christian? The shows people watch are often very dark and sinister, extremely gruesome and gory. More than once, I've started watching a show because it looks interesting with a compelling plot line. The graphics and the production value looks very high. Only to stop before finishing even the first episode because it's too gory. It's too explicit. Too profane. The darkness of this world is blinding. I know that. And I don't want to let that darkness blind my eyes from seeing the glory of Christ. I think too often we Christians think that we are stronger than we really are. We underestimate the power of the darkness of Satan. We think that I'm stronger than that. I can resist it. I can watch whatever I want. I can look at whatever I want. I can listen to whatever I want. I am stronger than that. The darkness of this world really is blinding. And we need to learn to close our eyes to that darkness. Our dark entertainment of this world is really only the tip of the iceberg, though, since our entertainment reveals our inner hearts and minds. Darkness dwells within many. For many people, Halloween is their favorite holiday. I've noticed this in recent years. It's becoming more and more like this, where people will decorate their house, themselves, and their children like dead and murderous things. From our own hearts come evil thoughts, words, and actions. From our own hearts comes death. But in the midst of this culture of death that we live in, there is a light shining. From the manger, newborn light shines in glory through the night. The light of the world came into this world in a manger. Jesus, a little newborn babe, is the light shining in the darkness. Jesus is the hope of all creation, for in him is creation redeemed and restored. The baby grew to be a man who met the darkness head on. He went toe to toe with death, and his beaten and bloodied corpse hung upon the tree for all to see. In that moment, darkness descended upon the earth and the sun ceased to shine its light. All appeared to be lost, but from the cross, Jesus defeated the darkness. In that deathly darkness shone the light of the world. On the day of resurrection, the light shined where lights are never meant to shine, the tomb. The grave lost its sting. Death was defeated. For the radiance of the glory of Christ enlightened all of our darkness and defeated death itself. That light came to earth in the flesh of the newborn lying in the manger. Christmas is therefore a most hopeful time of year, because in the darkness of this life we celebrate the light of Christ Jesus. When all appeared to be lost, when all was so dark, Jesus entered into this world, taking on our flesh and blood so as to give us hope. When we celebrate Christmas, we are returning to hope. Although all the world is dark, Jesus shines forth. It appears as if Satan has won, as if there's no hope for the future. And yet, Jesus is born. The newborn babe is a signal that God has not quit and that he is victorious. We are merely waiting for the completion of his salvation. In a way, then, every birth is a reminder of Jesus' birth. And every birth, therefore, gives us new hope because Christ gives us new hope. I think about this. I have a few children. When parents hold their newborn baby in their arms, they are filled with hopes and dreams for the future. This child will, God willing, grow up, get married, have children, grandchildren, and who knows how many more generations after that. What will this child accomplish? What will this child become? Will this child learn from my mistakes and do better? What can I leave my children and grandchildren that they might build something greater than what I could ever build in my lifetime? In a sense, 1,000 years of dreams and hopes rests within every parent's arms when they look upon their newborn baby. Those hopes resting within a fresh child are but a sign reminding us of the eternal hopes and dreams that lies within our Lord Jesus, who at one time was but a newborn. It should come as no surprise to us that Satan therefore loathes babies. Herod killed them mercilessly. Parents have been provoked to do the same for thousands of years, whether it's a child's sacrifice on the altar of Moloch or the altar of Planned Parenthood. Children are viewed as a burden instead of a blessing. We surgically and chemically alter our bodies to prevent babies from being born. The God of this world, the devil himself, blinds the minds of this world. The gospel of Jesus Christ is veiled to those who are perishing. If Satan can prevent more babies from being born, cause us to despise their births, then he hopes to shade our eyes from the birth of him who crushes his head upon the cross. The devil suffered an embarrassing defeat when a baby was born in Bethlehem. So in these dark days, let the light of Christ not be hidden from our eyes. Let light shine out of darkness. The devil hates it, so let Christ shine. God shall continue to shine in our hearts and give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For Jesus is the Father's Son, who in flesh the victory won. All of our ills of flesh and soul are made whole in him. The darkness that clings so close to our hearts, that seeps in through the cracks, that creeps in through all the world around us, is defeated in Jesus. The light shines in your heart, dear Christian. His light shall dispel the works of Satan from you. Your soul is renewed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Your every sin, as shameful as it may be, as wicked and depraved as your ugliest thoughts are, Jesus is victorious over the darkness and forgives you wholly and to the uttermost. Your bodies, which daily succumb to death, slowly but surely decaying and dying, are made whole in Jesus. Christ rose from the grave, filled with more life and vigor than any newborn. In him you are restored completely, and your body is made new again. On the final day, Christ shall descend, and your bodies shall be restored to life everlasting. Darkness and death will cling to you no more.
Glory to the Father, sing. Glory to the Son, our King. Glory to the Spirit be, now and through eternity.
I hope you enjoyed this devotion of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. God bless you.